This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catroupi, and a new week and more work happening around Broke and Bulga and Fordwich and so forth as they recover from the flood disaster of a couple of weeks now. One of the things I noticed when I was there after the incident first happened, we're talking about a couple of days, is there was a whole lot of people there that seemed to be wearing the same uniform helping out. So I went up and spoke to a couple of people and it's like, oh, hi, how are you? And, you know, can I have a chat, do an interview? And it's probably fair to say they weren't super keen. But that's because they were focused on, you know, helping out the community and doing what they're doing. Well, I did some research and it turns out these guys and girls are from Glencore's Bulga Coal. And one of those guys I spoke to, I've managed to wrangle to come onto the radio this morning to just fill us in on how much help they've been to the local community. And I'm talking about Dave Foster, who's the operations manager for Bulga Open Cut. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Darren.
I finally got you on. I knew I could work my magic.
Yeah, look, we're a little bit shy when it comes to us Glencore employees normally.
Yeah, that's all right. You'll be fine. No one's listening, don't worry. Just imagine it's a chat between you and I. So, wow, why did you guys jump to the aid of the Broke community?
Oh, look, Darren, you know, Bulga's been operating around the Broke Bulga communities since really 1982, so we've been, you know, a long presence in the community. We see ourselves as just a neighbour of the local community, just as any good neighbour does. You know, we wanted to help out, you know, with these recovery efforts as best we can. We've certainly got, you know, a lot of resources, you know, we thought was appropriate to help out.
So we're not talking one or two people. We're talking a big commitment here. How many people did you have there, or have you had there since day one?
Yeah, look. Since really Friday, a couple of weeks ago, we've had on average sort of 10 to 15 employees out assisting with all the efforts, and that's certainly not just our Bulga operations. There's a number of operations within the Glencore Group in the Hunter Valley that have chipped in to help out as well. So it's certainly been a wider Glencore, you know, help.
And I imagine it hasn't been hard to get people to put their hand up to go and do this.
Oh, no, not at all. Look, that first Friday morning, we were at our shift start. You know, we mentioned to the workforce, I think it would have been, you know, more than 100 people in that shift briefing at the time. You know, when we mentioned what we wanted to do, more than 50% of the workforce put their hand up and were really keen to help out.
What sort of things have you been doing?
Yeah, so Darren, look, I suppose the bulk of our efforts has really been providing, you know, manual labour to assist us to clean out of, you know, personal properties, you know, cleaning out carpets, furniture that have been, you know, flood impacted from their cleaning out our backyards, providing pumping infrastructure, a lot of our trailer, smaller trailer pumps that we could get out onto site. There's a number of washouts in people's backyards, large, you know, 2 to 3 metre deep, sort of fairly large volumes of water sitting in people's backyards that we've been assisting those pumping out of those sort of things, all the way down to arranging some of our waste contractors to pump out overflowing septic systems, civil contractors repairing driveways and erosions in people's backyards and so forth.
How does it make you feel to work for a company that cares so much?
It's a tremendous amount of pride for me. Long-standing Bulga or Glencore employee, certainly, you know, one thing that I think sets Glencore apart from some other companies is our willingness to assist in the community. And look, I think the recognition and the close nature or close relationship we've got, particularly the Bulga and Broke communities from our Bulga operations, are a real testament to what we've done, you know, over a number of years.
You mentioned earlier that Bulga Coal has been there in that community around Broke for many, many years, back to the early 80s. Is it fair to say that some of your employees are also some of the people that you're helping too?
Oh, there's no doubt. Yeah, look, a number of our employees actually live in the Broke community and Bulga communities for that matter, and they have been impacted. And look, even though they've personally been impacted, you know, most of those have really chipped in to help out the community first and foremost before themselves. So, you know, we've had, you know, two of our employees, Sarah and Clayton Moore, really one of the driving forces behind the coordination of those, the recovery efforts out of the community hall over the last couple of weeks. So it's just great to see those guys, you know, wanting to help out as best they can as well.
So as the water dissipates and is pumped out and so forth, has the nature of what you're doing changed yet, or will it change?
Oh, look, it has, Darren. As we get further and further on, there's probably less and less work on the ground that we can do. So, you know, as of today, this week we're really winding down all that pumping operations that we have been doing over the last couple of weeks, and really the labour efforts, particularly the clean out of individuals' houses, has really wound down, you know, this last week. But, you know, we're still, trying to work out, you know, what work we can do over the next few weeks. We certainly want to be still a part of it, even though we need to acknowledge that, there's only a limited amount of work we're going to be able to do, you know, from here on in.
And is that commitment there from Glencore Bulga Coal to continue until you're not needed anymore?
Certainly. Yeah, we're still working with the local community groups on what work we are needed. We certainly don't want to walk away at all. We're doing our best to provide, you know, that assistance into the future as best we can.
Look, on behalf of the community, I need to congratulate you, Dave, and all of the crew from Glencore Bulga Coal who have been helping out and will continue to do so in the coming weeks. You know, there's nothing better in a community when the community comes together in their time of need, and what you guys are doing obviously is very much appreciated. I've heard that from a number of residents firsthand who I've maintained contact with since returning back to the radio station, and we'll be back there shortly to continue with our coverage as well. So, mate, a big thank you. You get the not only the thank you of the day, but the thank you of the week, I think.
No, not a problem at all. It's the least we can do is, the way the community's been impacted. So it's been our pleasure to help out where we can.
Now, you probably thought that's the end of the interview, but I got one more question for you. I heard a rumour that you have been, after a very extensive search process, been selected as the face of Bulga Coal and some upcoming advertising campaign. Can you confirm that's the case?
I wouldn't say I'm the face of Glencore, Darren, but I'm certainly a player in the new advertising campaign that Glencore have been running over the last few weeks there now across the wider Australia region.
Do you get a bonus check or something for being part of the chosen few?
I wish that was forthcoming, mate, but no, look, it's just certainly something that, you know, we're proud to be a Glencore employee, and I was more than happy to help out in this ad campaign. I think it's been a great result for us, and certainly getting actual employees, you know, involved with that campaign rather than the NACs. It's been a big success of that campaign to date.
Mate, I reckon the amount of ribbing and people taking the piss out of you at work that's going to go on, they should, every time they do that, put some money in the tin, and then you should get the collection at the end of it.
Oh, it wouldn't be a bad idea, mate. It's a daily occurrence, certainly over the last month or so, and it doesn't look like it's letting up anytime soon. I'm sure this interview is not going to help that situation either, mate.
Yeah, sorry about that. Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
Thanks, Darren.
That's Dave Fosser, the operations manager at Glencore's Bulga Open Cut Mine, and all the great work that they're doing to help the community of Broke as they start the recovery from that devastating flood a few weeks ago. This is Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.